This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where, believe it or not, we are a very, very confused nation in our capital because there is no speaker in the House of Representatives. The days are ticking down. It is now, we are 30 days away from the next government shutdown. And they have a tremendous amount of work to do in the House of Representatives, which is all where all the spending bills have to initiate based upon the Constitution. And based upon the Constitution, we need a speaker, and a speaker who can actually bring together Republicans. And that guy is not Jim Jordan for many reasons. There are people in the Republican conference who will just never vote for him. And one of the things that we'll be talking about with David Drucker, who's there in Washington, he writes for the Dispatch, we'll be speaking to him about the possibility that when they come back for a second vote, there will be even fewer votes for Jim Jordan. And when I say even fewer, he got 200 votes. He needs 217. So no one expects that he will get 17 votes from the Republicans. That 20 Republicans voted for other candidates. He got only 200 votes there. And the other candidates included people who weren't even members of the House, like Lee Zeldin, a former House member who ran for governor of New York, lost. And Steve Scalise got 7 votes. Kevin McCarthy got 6 votes. And it seems to me that bringing back Kevin McCarthy, but getting rid of the most obnoxious part of Kevin McCarthy's speakership, which was that idea that a single individual, in this case Matt Gaetz, can force the Speaker of the House to vacate his chair. If they change that and they bring back McCarthy, maybe they can actually get back to work. The President of the United States is going to be going to Israel tomorrow. It would be a very important thing, especially in the midst of all the chaos and the pending major invasion of Gaza by the Israelis, in order to basically eradicate the threat of Hamas. Now, all of this is life and death stuff, and they're playing games based upon personal ambition in the House of Representatives of the United States, and surely they can do better. The point I was making is that if Jim Jordan gets less than 200 votes in the second round, then he's moving in the wrong direction, and it's time to withdraw and to find another alternative, either bringing back McCarthy or bringing back Steve Scalise, if it has to be that. There are other people who got votes were Tom Emmer, who was the fourth-ranking, he's from Minnesota, fourth-ranking member of the House. Tom Massey got a vote. Hakeem Jeffries got 212 votes, but he got all of the Democrats to vote for him. It's at least admirable solidarity on the Democratic side. The United States, according to a new dispatch, is sending an amphibious task force of thousands of U.S. sailors and Marines toward Israel, where they will be positioned aboard warships in case the conflict there with Hamas expands. Now, let's be very clear on this. The people in the Defense Department have been very, very insistent that we are not going to find U.S. sailors or Marines fighting against Hamas. This is meant to be an insurance that Iran does not get directly involved, and sending a message to Iran. Two defense officials, speaking on the condition of anonymity, to discuss planned military movements said today that the Bataan Amphibious Ready Group, numbering more than 4,000 sailors and Marines, will join a growing American fleet off the coast of Israel that will include two aircraft carriers and their associated escort ships. The White House has been discussing the possibility of using American resources if Hezbollah, which is very close to Iran, that is completely controlled by Iran in a way that Hamas even is not, if Hezbollah joins the war in Gaza and attacks Israel with its huge arsenal of rockets, you heard yesterday, they estimate at least 150,000 rockets. Three U.S. officials and one Israeli official with knowledge of the situation described it to Axios. And with all this going on, the goat rodeo in the Congress of the United States can't get itself together. The other possibility, and again, we talked about this yesterday, and we'll talk about it with David Drucker when he comes on, the other possibility is working with a handful of Democrats who have said they are willing to provide the votes necessary to allow Patrick McHenry, and no, it's not the give me liberty or give me death guy, it's Patrick McHenry, who is a representative from North Carolina. He does not appear to have vaulting ambitions like Jim Jordan definitely does. He is someone who seems to have no strong opposition from any segment of the House conference. This is the way, by the way, that Elise Stefanik, who is one of those people who, like Nancy Mace, she used to be viewed as an up-and-comer and somebody who was young and female and talented and a good voice for the Republican Party. But then, like Nancy Mace, she got much more caught up in the Trump orbit of things. And she found reason to use a biblical citation to talk about support for Jim Jordan as Speaker. She was nominating Jim Jordan because she is the House Republican Conference Chair, the fourth-ranking Republican in the House. Here is Elise Stefanik.
On behalf of the House Republican Conference, I rise today to nominate the gentleman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, as Speaker of the People's House. We are at a time of great crisis across America, a time of historic challenges in this very chamber, and a time when heinous acts of terror and evil have been committed against our great ally, Israel. As this body convenes for the sacred responsibility to elect the next Speaker of the People's House, I am reminded of the Book of Esther. For such a time as this, Jim Jordan will be America's Speaker for such a time as this.
Okay, just a little word about the Book of Esther, Elise. Honestly, the for such a time as this is a reference to Esther's own risking of her life. She was willing to risk not just her career, but her life to go before the king to try to call to his attention the evil conspiracy by Haman to eliminate Jewish people everywhere. The idea that that with all of the problems that America faces right now, with all of the problems in the wider world, and that's part of the reason that I'm so relieved, actually, that Jim Jordan is not going to be Speaker, at least one hopes not, is because when it comes to American leadership in the world, and standing beside not just Israel, but our ally in Ukraine, which is also important, we'll talk to David Drucker about what that means coming up on the speaker struggle in its death throes, one can only hope. We'll be right back.
I hear a lot of hate come from jocks like yourself.
Michael Medved.
your champions for free market reform in Washington State. Washington Policy Center at their annual dinner event October 13th, featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
Don't see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
No. So you do see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight the 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, they should be voting again, yet again, to try to select a Speaker of the House of the United States. In the last vote, Jim Jordan got 200 votes. He is 17 votes short. And of getting the votes that he needs. And what happens now? And what happens assuming that with this next round of voting, even say he gets another half dozen votes, but he's still well short of the 217 he needs. There's also a real possibility, as we discussed earlier, that he may get fewer votes this round. what is happening with what has been called, Dana Milbank was on our show yesterday, he called this a goat rodeo, which was a term that I had been unfamiliar with, but apparently it is a term for meaning a screw-up, a disaster, a clown show, a dumpster fire, all of those things. Is it still looking kind of like a goat rodeo there in the House of Representatives, David?
Well, they haven't solved the problem yet. There are a number of House Republicans that don't support Jim Jordan and don't have any intention of supporting him. Now, the speaker designate, as he is called, although, you know, winning the internal conference vote to become the speaker designate in the House Republican conference isn't worth much these days. It wasn't worth much for Kevin McCarthy, and it wasn't worth anything for Steve Scalise. So it doesn't mean much. But after the first vote, he's holding private meetings with a range of members, both for him and against him, try and see if he can close the gap. I think that he's pretty intent on holding at least one more roll call vote, but you never know. Maybe he won't. But I think he's pretty intent on doing so to see if he can get that number down. Obviously, when you start to get the number down, you start to think that you can just keep holding votes until it becomes untenable for the holdouts. But if he were to lose votes on the second round, you know, at this point, I don't make any predictions, but you have to wonder what the message is for why he should continue rather than pull out and see if they can come up with somebody else. I think, Michael, what's happening here, at least so far today, is that the members who are among Jim Jordan's strongest supporters in the conference, who did not honor the conference vote last week that elevated Steve Scalise, believed that the rank-and-file pragmatists, not moderates, but pragmatists, would not resist because they want to govern and they normally don't throw their weight around in ways like this. And I think some of these members, for particular reasons, finally got fed up and decided that they were done being whipsawed by people who, in their view, haven't been playing by the rules while they have been playing by the rules all along.
Well, one of the differences between Kevin McCarthy, for instance, and Jim Jordan that is most pronounced and probably most important involves American support for Ukraine. Jim Jordan is not in favor of renewing our sending of ammunition, and that's what we're talking about now, ammunition and equipment, not troops, ammunition and equipment to help the Ukrainians. A lot of the members who have been most outspoken against Jim Jordan are people who believe what is still a majority position within the Republican conference, right, which is that America can't abandon our ally at a moment like this.
Look, support for Ukraine among House Republicans, the kind of support you just discussed, is much more divided than it used to be. I think there is probably still a majority of the majority, but not by that much, not by as much as it used to be. I think there's a much broader majority of the majority among Senate Republicans. And
well, and also the Democratic members of the House are overwhelming.
Well, yeah, the Democratic members of the House and the Senate are virtually in lockstep on this. There's very little disagreement there. I think even if Jordan ends up pulling this out, which he may, there's no way Joe Biden or Democrats in the Senate, never mind Republicans in the Senate, are going to accept final versions of government funding bills and supplementals without getting some money for Ukraine. Unless Republicans just wanted to shut the government down and leave it shut, and that's not really something that would happen. But I do think it's significant to point out that this would be a real big changing of the guard on this particular policy. And I think it, particularly when it comes at a time when Ukraine's counteroffensive has been making some progress, you know, there's a real concern among Republicans and Democrats in Congress that support arming Ukraine, that even the struggle to get them more aid sends the kind of message to Vladimir Putin that not only might he be able to wait out the West, but that the West might eventually just lose its gumption or lose its interest and, you know, give him a chance to prevail.
Which God forbid. In other terms, what are the names if it's not Jim Jordan? What are the names
we
that people
know.
Are turning to?
We
not,
don't know.
Not going nobody's back to Kevin McCarthy and say
no,
all is forgiven, let's kiss and make up?
There is talk about going to Kevin McCarthy. It's just that I think there are enough members among the small group that forced the vote that ousted him to prevent him from regaining the gavel anytime soon. I don't think McCarthy or his supporters have given up on the idea that he could become Speaker again. I think that's why McCarthy's been very involved in everything that's been going on. I think there are discussions about empowering Patrick McHenry, the North Carolina congressman who's the Speaker pro tem, to at least have the powers of the Speaker of the House for the time being. But I don't think they've reached a point yet where there are serious discussions about how to solve the problem that they have. And again, I think it just gets back to the frustration of seeing, you know, eight members thwart the will of, what's 222 minus eight here, 214?
Yeah.
So 214 wanted to keep McCarthy, eight didn't, eight won, and now everybody nobody can figure out how to reach a consensus among themselves because there is so much ill will and so much dysfunction that even events happening in the world over the past 10 days have not at all made a dent in or contributed to helping them solve their own problems.
Jim Jordan has not taken a position yet, has he, about actually averting a government shutdown, which is another grim prospect that we absolutely don't need at this moment. David Drucker writes for The Dispatch. His most recent book is called In Trump's Shadow, The Battle for 2024 and the Future of the GOP. We'll continue talking about the future of the GOP, the future in the Middle East, and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
That is plain and simply outrageous.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. The former Speaker of the House is optimistic that Ohio Republican Jim Jordan will soon secure the Speaker's position, placing blame on a few for Jordan losing the first vote.
Every single Democrat and eight Republicans voted to shut down one branch of government. That is why we're here today.
Congressman McCarthy mentioned that he faced a similar process before he was elected Speaker in January. According to a Palestinian official, an Israeli airstrike on a Gaza hospital resulted in hundreds of casualties. The attack occurred on Tuesday night amid the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. Former President Trump is back in a New York courtroom for his civil fraud trial today. Upon arriving at the courthouse, Trump once again criticized New York Attorney General Letitia James, labeling her a radical lunatic, and he denounced the trial as being rigged. He also contended the trial should involve a jury. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
On the Michael Medved Show, the Jerusalem Post is confirming what I communicated earlier. The hospital that was struck in Gaza by a rocket, the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, confirmed that Islamic Jihad's failed rocket had destroyed a Gaza hospital, leading to a still unclear number of deaths. Some of the reports say as many as 300 deaths. The IDF said categorically that we do not, have never targeted hospitals. Don't do that. And the question people would have to ask would be, why would the Israelis want to target a hospital, particularly with the President of the United States already on his way? He's arriving tomorrow morning in Israel. And again, there has been extraordinary support from the United States. There's nothing that would reduce that more dramatically than what clearly would be a war crime, hitting a hospital deliberately, intentionally. And then the question becomes, okay, if you understand that there's no rational reason for any side to actually target a hospital, then why would Islamic Jihad have done this? Well, first of all, Islamic Jihad is like a rival organization to Hamas. Yes, they are both radical. Yes, they are both Islamist, but they have had their own battles and their own negativity back and forth. And the last time that Islamic Jihad was launching rockets, very ill-aimed rockets, at Israel, and when Israel struck back against Islamic Jihad, Hamas didn't do anything because they are different organizations. And the IDF said it had multiple intelligence sources that can confirm that it was Islamic Jihad and not Israel that was responsible, despite accusations by Hamas and some of its apologists. Only a couple of hours before the door seemed to be left open to progress on the hostages. In fact, let's play that. There's a statement or a report about Hamas at least considering the idea that some of the hostages who are not Israeli would be given up. And the Hamas now claims it's not 199 hostages, as Israel has said. It's actually closer to 250. But it's a lot of people. This is clip 12, what NBC reported Hamas is saying. Listen.
It could be hugely significant. This came from the spokesman for the military wing of Hamas, and he said that foreigners were taken accidentally, that during Hamas's assault into Israel, it kidnapped many people. About 200 are being held by Hamas, according to this statement, and that it didn't have time to verify their identities, but that foreign nationals are not part of this conflict, that it is willing to release them. It's not asking for anything in return, just says that the field conditions have to be right to allow this transfer to happen, to allow these people to be released. And it says that for now they're being treated like guests.
And Richard, how does this message from Hamas impact U.S. diplomatic efforts?
It's going to be a problem for relations between the U.S. and Israel, because obviously both sides want all of the hostages released together, including the Israeli women, children, babies. But it will be difficult for the United States to at least not engage, at least not to see if this offer is real, because if it can get only some of the hostages out, they could have intelligence, it could be a breakthrough, and obviously the right thing for the hostages and their families.
And the hostages and their families have to be taken into account here. What's remarkable is with some of the attention, the photographs that were released of the little girl who's autistic, who's a Harry Potter fan, the photograph that drew a response from J.K. Rowling herself. There is a piece that appeared on NPR, National Public Radio. And what they reported, according to Associated Press and NPR, two-thirds of Americans say the United States should publicly support Israel in the war between Israel and Hamas. According to the latest NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll, but there are wide generational and racial divides on the question. It's not that wide. Because virtually every group, a majority, sometimes a very heavy majority, two-thirds majority, but sometimes still a majority, support Israel. There is not a lot of support for Hamas in the United States of America. Thank God. I mean, can you imagine? 7 in 10 Americans said they're paying close attention to the war. And even though most agree that the U.S. should publicly support Israel, President Biden, who has voiced strong support for the Jewish nation, is not benefiting politically. And I do think that people who look at what the Biden administration is doing and what Secretary Blinken has done with two different trips to Israel and Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, this is not politicians angling for a vote. This is American public servants actually trying to do their duty and to help the world. Overall, 65% said the U.S. should support Israel publicly. That was true of big majorities of both parties. 69% of Democrats and 77% of Republicans. But there are huge age and racial gaps. 78% of those 45 and older think the U.S. should take a publicly pro-Israel stance, but just 48% of those under 45 said so. Why should it be that the younger you get, the less you see support for Israel? Could it be, obviously, people's exposure to college and the fact that we now have a majority of people who at least attend college for some period of time without necessarily getting degrees? But along racial lines, white people in the United States who still represent about two-thirds of the American population, 72% think the United States should take a public stance in support of Israel, 51% of non-whites. At this point, more Americans say that Israel's response has been about right. 44% say that Israel's response to the crisis has been right. But here's a shocker. There is 25% of people think that Israel's response has been too little. They want to see a more aggressive Israeli response. That's not in Israel. That's here in the U.S. And there is a quarter that say that Israel's response has been too much. In other words, a quarter think Israel has done too much, a quarter think Israel has done too little, and then half, 44%, say that Israel's response has been just right. What it means is that three-quarters of the American people think either that Israel has done the right thing or it should do even more to respond to the Hamas terror attacks. The idea of President Biden's trip, there's also the question of the key support for Israel that is coming from the from the camp of Taylor Swift, not the lady herself, but her bodyguard. We will get to that and more coming up on The MedVet Show, 1-800-955-1776.
You're listening to The Mighty Michael MedVet Show, 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Join your free market champions, Washington Policy Center, for their annual dinner event on October 13th, featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That hobby makes me James Bond.
And the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, whose comedy is widely praised.
And that's why the funniest parody comedy now is coming out of the Babylon Bee.
Except on the hard left.
They have scores of articles mocking AOC for being childishly dumb. But that doesn't make any sense.
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, another poll about American public opinion concerning the war in the Middle East. A new Reuters Ipsos poll. The other poll we were talking about was an NPR Marist poll. This finds also two-thirds of Americans who report following the situation in Israel and Gaza closely, with about one in three Americans following the situation very closely. That's 30%. About half of Americans say that Hamas is most responsible for the current conflict, and four in five Americans view Hamas as a terrorist organization. That's kind of strange, isn't it? If four in five view Hamas as a terrorist organization, but only half think that Hamas is mostly responsible. More than three in five Americans view Israel favorably, and support for Israel's position is up from the 2014 war between Israel and Hamas. Four in five Americans say that civilians fleeing Gaza should be allowed to flee to a safe country. And by the way, I would certainly agree with that. And given the fact that Egypt at one time ruled the Gaza Strip up until 1967, the idea of finding shelter in the Sinai Peninsula, which has plenty of room, and which was also at one time controlled by Israel and given back as part of the peace treaty that they achieved with Egypt, and God willing, someday, peace agreement with all of its surrounding Arab neighbors. More than three in five Americans view Israel favorably, and support for Israel's position is up from the 2014 war between Israel and Hamas. The majority of Americans stand strongly behind Israel over Palestinians in their bitter decades-long territorial conflict, while an even stronger 66% say they support a complete eradication of Hamas in the Gaza Strip following the terror group's mass killings of civilians in the Jewish state, according to another new survey. This is from Rasmussen Reports, a poll that asked likely voters, which is closer to your opinion about the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians, that Israel is mostly to blame, that the Palestinians are mostly to blame, or that both sides are about equally to blame? 53% of the respondents said Palestinians were mostly to blame for the dispute, while only 10% said Israel was mostly to blame, and 24% said both sides were about equally at fault. So much for public sentiment. There's also news on the campaign, because all of the major presidential campaigns gave information about how much money they had raised and how much money they would have on hand for the remainder of the campaign. This at a time when we are, I think we are about 1 month away from the next candidate debates, and you can count down the days till the January 15th, which is the date of the Iowa caucuses. President Trump very much leads the Republican field. That's the good news for President Trump. The not-so-good news is that Biden has outraised him considerably, and which is somewhat remarkable given the fact that Biden doesn't really have any primary opposition. He can keep all that money. Trump is going to have to use some of the money that he has accumulated, where he's has as much cash on hand as all his rivals combined, as they emphasize in the New York Times. The financial picture laid out in quarterly fundraising, the Times writes, and spending reports filed by the campaigns on Sunday shows just how uphill Mr. Trump's challengers are fighting, with some of them appearing to hemorrhage cash. Still others showed signs of momentum. The hemorrhaging cash category was Tim Scott and Ron DeSantis. On the surface, Mr. DeSantis, the Florida governor, appeared to have a decent quarter, raising $15 million between his campaign and a new joint fundraising committee. But his campaign reported only $5 million in cash on hand for the primaries and listed more than $1 million in debt, which the filings show were outstanding bills. As for Tim Scott, he entered the third quarter with more than $21 million in cash on hand. He had moved about $22 million from a Senate campaign fund, but his campaign entered October with $11.6 million in cash on hand for the primary and reported spending $12.4 million in the quarter. He just canceled a big raft of advertisements, saying that he thought that it would be a waste of money considering the depth of people's support and commitment to President Trump. So what does that mean? That might mean he is shifting to trying to win the vice presidential nomination rather than a presidential nomination. The other takeaways that the Times reports for this cash situation, Haley and one other candidate seem to have momentum right now. Who's the other candidate with momentum? Surprise, surprise, it's Chris Christie. Haley and Christie padded their war chests for the fights ahead. Some of the candidates, notably Nikki Haley, former UN ambassador, and Mr. Christie, appeared to have gained fundraising momentum over the past 3 months and have increased their cash on hand by raising funds and running lean campaign operations. Mr. Christie raised $3.8 million in the third quarter, more than double his haul from the second quarter, possibly reflecting his boost from the debates. His campaign increased its total cash on hand from $1.5 million to $3.9 million, nearly all of which is for use in the New Hampshire primary. Ms. Haley's campaign has said she raised $11 million across the political committee she controls. Her campaign's filing yesterday showed that the campaign committee itself raised $8.24 million, including $1.7 million transferred from other committees. The campaign spent only $3.5 million in the quarter and entered October with $9 million that can be spent on the primary. And then they also report that Biden remains on solid footing and his small donor enthusiasm rose. On the Senate side, the Democrats hold a financial advantage. That is because they are defending more seats, and they have plenty of incumbents, but some of those incumbents are in states that Trump carried easily, like Ohio. Sherrod Brown is going to have a tough race by all rights because Republicans have been winning Ohio for a while. There's also state of West Virginia, where if Joe Manchin doesn't run, and it seems less and less likely that he will, there is a new poll that shows him losing, if he ran, Joe Manchin for re-election, to Jim Justice, who was the former Democratic governor of West Virginia, who switched parties. And by the way, some people looking at Jim Justice, who is a towering figure, he's every bit as tall as John Fetterman, which puts him in the 6'8", 6'9", category, but putting him as a possible candidate for president, though I think that is filled up right now with the candidates there, especially with Nikki Haley looking more and more like a serious challenger to President Trump. The Telegraph is reporting Iran's plan to destroy Israel is hiding in plain sight. Alongside military moves, its propaganda campaigns are seeking to split Israelis and demoralize their allies. Jerusalem and its allies should be considering how Iran and its surrogates will respond to Israeli retaliation against Hamas in Gaza. Alongside Hezbollah, the major unknown currently is whether possibly Syria or even Iran itself will intervene in a much bigger way. John Bolton is going to be joining us moments from now. We will talk about what that means. Over the years, they report in the Telegraph, Russia and Iran have supplied Syria, Hezbollah, and Hamas with missiles and drones. Hezbollah's arsenal is enormously larger than that of Hamas. We will get to that with Ambassador John Bolton coming up this hour, and much more regarding the possibility of another speaker vote coming up at any moment. That and more all covered right here on The Medved Show in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berry stew, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.